Welcome, 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 rugby league fans around the world. You have tuned in to the best rugby league show in the Western Hemisphere. For those of you tuning in to the first time, this is Rugby League in America, and we are the only rugby league show in the Western Hemisphere at this particular point in time. As we said a couple weeks ago with David Nui, I'd like to keep it that way. So my name is Dustin Zaire. Thanks for joining. Really appreciate you watching on YouTube or on social media, or if you're listening wherever you are around the world, really appreciate it. The outpour of support has been great the past couple weeks. We continue to grow. People continue to follow us, to like what we're doing. We just have a great time, right? It's been a different kind of format at the beginning of the year. I know that we typically have like Lances on and we have some big discussions and stuff like that. But we've been really trying to get a lot of these interviews in the interim as we're building up. Don't worry, Lance will be in Vegas. We'll be in Vegas. Sharon Lil will be in Vegas. The whole squad is going to be there. We are wall-to-wall coverage while we're there. So lots of excitement. You know, there's people who have been a little bit of negativity out there, but you know, we have to look at the excitement that we feel and that others feel and put it into perspective of how big this event is. Now, is it as big as the Super Bowl? No. 71,000 people, largest audience ever to watch a single televised event in American history. And there was a game. It wasn't just the halftime show with Usher and Taylor Swift and everything like that. So there was actually a pretty decent game. Didn't start decent, but that's a whole nother. We're not here to talk about football. What we're here to talk about is the effort that's going through right now for rugby league and the growth of this event in the U.S. You know, over the past couple of weeks, you know, we've talked with different people. We talked with Bernie Gurr. We talked with David New. We've got some guests today that are from other aspects of the world, you know, of rugby league. You know, David New is here in the U.S. He helped found so much growth of the sport originally here, and he continues to be a strong supporter of it. Bernie was a vital part of the transformation of teams in the NRL and now lives here in the U.S. We're going to talk to people today who are in Australia, who are engaged in growing rugby league. So I'm excited for our guests that we have coming up today. Not going to give them away yet. We'll get to them here in a little bit. But I think the important thing is all these people are doing great things about this event. You know, the event itself is 4 days. It's really 4 days. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And you know, for you watching right now, you get to see my little dog jump up on the couch behind me. So that's always fun. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, right? Thursday, you've got the Nines kickoff. 2 days, 20-something teams that are involved from all over the U.S. and Canada. You know, love our Canadian teams. Glad that we get to talk about Canada a little bit. I know it's been kind of silent on that front, not a lot going on. So I think that that's really important as well. And this event is very, very unique. It's the first time we've done this level of Nines event, this Club Nines event. So you've got those for 2 days. Friday after that, you've got the Masters event. So older lads, seasoned veterans, as we like to call it, like myself, who will not be playing. So somebody else asked me that on social media. Hey, you're 42, like you're going to play? No, not playing. Sorry. But the event itself, Australia, US, and Canada, for the first time ever, they're all going to meet and play before the USA Hawks take on the Canadian Wolverines in an international test match. You know, 4 points for rankings, you know, on Friday night. And, you know, and then of course on Saturday, you've got a doubleheader, two matches on the same day in the same location. It, you know, it's like, you know, like a magic weekend type of thing. And it is a magic weekend. It's all kinds of excitement going on. We've been doing some great stuff around these events, and we've been talking about, you know, just, you know, in general, how people are getting geared up for it, how many people are going. You know, Allegiant Stadium right now, looking around the 30,000 mark for ticket sales, according to a couple of different sources that we have. You know, that's a pretty big number. I'm excited for that. That's, you know, I think it'll be great. We're going to be there, right? Everybody's going to be there. So the whole team, like that's exciting, right? So we always like, oh man, we got to get out there. We got to pay for tickets and things like that. So we all have confirmed. We're all getting out there. Thank you for support again for everybody who donated a couple pennies. We're going to be doing some stuff out there. I am excited to announce that we have exclusive broadcast rights to the Vegas Nines event. So if you are a fan, you want to watch the rugby league event, it is going to be streamed in two different locations. The first one is Rugby League in America's YouTube channel. So live stream all day, 2 days, 11 hour, 8 hours, 9 hours each day of all Vegas Nines. Very exciting on that. And then it's also going to be streamed, I'm pretty stoked about this, on the NRL YouTube channel. So if you're watching on NRL YouTube or Rugby League in America YouTube, we're going to be streaming all events. Now, there'll be one major camera set up for the broadcast of one field, right? We can't do all three fields at the same time. We just don't have that kind of bandwidth. But what we will have is we're trying to have remote cameras set up so that you'll at least get to watch different events on different fields. And then hopefully we'll get every team to be on the main field at least once or twice. So I think that's kind of the big goal for us, is to make sure that each one of these, you know, events can be, that can take place on that field. So that's pretty important to us as well. So super excited. Rugby League in America doing some, making big strides, right? So if you're going out to this event and you are interested in helping to make this a great event, you know, whether or not you can run a camera for, I don't know, an hour, 2 hours, watch some rugby league, whether or not you want to grab one of these and join me. You want to call some rugby league? Are you a US player or somebody who aspires to be a broadcaster or pretends to be a broadcaster like me? Come on out. I'd love to sit down, talk rugby league with you, call some nines, have some fun. Again, we're going to have a blast. Like, don't expect to get, top level USA, US versus Australia in Australia, or US versus, or excuse me, the Australia versus New Zealand test match NRL coverage. Like, you're not going to get that. Not even close. But what we are going to do is put together something that people can watch who aren't able to go out to the Nines event. So there's that, right? We do what we can do. What else around it? If you want to do some interviews, we want to talk to players. We're going to have interviews on our social media accounts. We're going to have interviews, throughout the not just that, but the combine. We're going to go over to the combine. We're going to do some filming and stuff at the combine. We're going to do some interviews with people who are participating in the combine. It's going to be an interesting event. And then, of course, we're going to do the broadcast for the U.S. national team as well. Lance and I are going to call it and have some fun. We're going to be down with the players to start off with and try to make it look as professional as possible so we can really showcase the great game that we have here in the US. That's pretty much the long and skinny of it. A quick intro, quick update for all of you that are excited. I'll have some stuff, towards the end of the podcast here today, just kind of let you know what some other things that we've got going on, some other things that are happening, some other ways you can, be a Rugby League in America supporter. So that's kind of fun. All right. Well, that's about a nice little intro there. Today's episode, two different people, two different, walks of life as far as how they are engaged, not only in rugby league, but what they're doing to help grow the game, grow the sport, and how they're going to be involved in the NRL Vegas events over the course of the next few days. So we look forward to chatting with them, to getting involved, and, we'll catch up at the end of the podcast here and recap everything. So I hope you guys enjoy our guest today. I'm really looking forward to chatting with them, and we look forward to telling you more about all the great stuff going on in Las Vegas and around the rugby league world. We'll get to those interviews here right after this short break. Welcome back, Rugby League fans. It's always great to bring on people who are doing wonderful things for the sport, wonderful things to help grow the game and participate, you know, just in multiple facets. And the next person we have coming on is one of those people. Very excited to have him on the podcast. You've probably seen his social media around. You've seen his post. He's an advocate of the game. He's somebody who is out there promoting it and coaching and doing everything he can to grow this wonderful game of rugby league. He is the rugby league roux himself, Mr. Brooke Tennant. Brooke, welcome to the show, man.
Good morning, Bassin. How are you? Thanks for having us on.
Bright and early for you this morning, roughly around the 6:30 a.m. mark. So I appreciate you getting up early and chatting with us.
Thank you. No dramas at all.
So for those of you that, for those of people who listen who don't know who you are, can you give us kind of a quick rundown of who you are, how you got involved in rugby league, and just the entire rugby league roux business itself? Because I know it's got multiple facets to the business.
Thanks, Stefan. Well, originally, I was a distance runner for Australia. So
competed really?
Overseas, et cetera. Did a lot of running with Henry Rano, a former world record holder. So basically, I've always conducted myself with fitness and rugby league, et cetera. So we started Kenyaroo about 7 to 10 years ago. So we were looking just to get Kenyans in. But the business grew and grew and grew. So we formally then went to rugby league group. In Kenya, we've coached over 250,000 young people, extended into Africa. Across now, we're even into Ethiopia. So we've done it between 750 and a million Africans. We've moved into India. So across now, we're getting into the States. We deal with the United States. The Addy, who is the coach of the women's side, and Miranda Barnard.
Yeah.
So we're pretty thick with America, doing extremely well. But currently we're in 15 countries, including Australia. We do a lot of work in Australia, a lot of work with the indigenous population, and very happy to see rugby league excel.
Yeah. It's great that you're in so many different countries and doing so many great things. You know, you're doing some coaching, you're doing some training. What else are you doing? Like, I know you're in apparel as well. Like, what areas of rugby league don't you touch? But we'll put it that way.
Well, I've done a lot of administration, a lot of building up of clubs from grass level right through to the elite level. But rugby league really is split into various sections, all equally important. So the rugby league roux section is the coaching section. RLR, naturally, is the apparel and the equipment.
Okay.
So my wife, actually, she does all the apparel. We have a company that we own in China, and we do manufacturing.
Okay.
So we can have the on costs to all the athletes, clubs, et cetera. We're doing it, work with the Queensland Rugby League, New South Wales Rugby League. So we can pass those on to the local community groups. So the costs are very effective for them. The juniors, et cetera, when you take into account their fees and mouth guards, boots, all that, and insurance, and it's quite difficult then for families of 2, 3, 4 to...
Oh, sure.
You know, to get other products. So this is why we've been able to assist countries, third world countries, such as Africa and everything. And we've sent a myriad of gear out to the underprivileged, et cetera, to get them started. So now we've got competitions that we've fully closed around the world. So big things are happening. We're now... tendering in the United States for the next 3 years for Queensland Rugby League and New South Wales Rugby League. So you might see RLR around a fair bit if we're successful.
Yeah, we'll start seeing it up there with the likes of what's the other? You know, you've got Fire Manufacturing, Nike. You know, up there with Nike and Adidas, right? Like RLR and Adidas side by side coming up.
Yes. The little brands seem to do really well, so RLR will fit in nicely.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So, you know, obviously you are doing some wonderful stuff. You know, I think it's really fantastic, especially some of the, you know, community outreach and stuff that you're doing with, like you said, the underprivileged populations, the stuff you're doing in Africa. You know, I guess what kind of drove you to kind of pursue those avenues to start off with? You know, obviously, you know, rugby league's so big. You've got your Queensland shirt on. I know you're, I'm pretty sure you're a Maroon through and through, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, you're so ingrained in the local community. What was it about, you know, reaching out to Kenya and other regions that kind of drew you to that ahead of, you know, the local populations?
I was quite lucky, Dustin. When I was 15, I actually got a contract from Nike. So, My parents, they were doing well, but not extremely well off. Mm-hmm. And I was fortunate enough to get a contract for 3 years to run for Nike. So that was really inspiring to me. And I've always been thankful for that. So when I competed and after I finished, and I've always loved rugby league, I've always followed the Dragons, of which in the later 90s and everything, I was a fitness instructor, and then I worked with the Broncos on skills and all that sort of activity. But that was really inspiring to me. And I've always thought when I finish my career, I'm going to give back. So that's formally why Kangaroo and Rugby League was born, to assist juniors, to assist emerging countries, and to work with the elite. Mm-hmm. And that's how it was born. So it's... We really have the ethos that we get a buzz out of people succeeding.
Yeah.
And that's really important to rugby league.
Yeah. And that's fantastic.
With every athlete that performs and does well, it gives us a buzz.
Right. Yeah. You not only have kind of the excitement that, you know, your name brand is out there with things that are doing well and people that are doing well, but it's also that the mentality of, you know, we're supporting, you know, these athletes, these, you know, these teams, these organizations that are helping to drive the growth of the sport, and also helping, you know, like you said, people maybe coming from underprivileged communities to build them up and help them grow, not, you know, not just as athletes, but as adults and as humans, as, you know, as they go and maybe go play for the NRL and go play for, you know, Queensland, and, you know, somebody to come from, who knows, we may see, you know, I don't know if there, I don't think there are any Kenyans playing in the NRL yet, but maybe that's like the next stage of everything.
Yes, the Kenyans are brilliant athletes in their own right.
They can run forever. So
yes, and the fact is, on one side of Kenya is the least different type. Then, mm-hmm. as you go further into Kenya, you meet the more bulky type, and mm-hmm. you can see from their sevens, etc. They're starting to come through. So they just needed the groundwork to perform. Similarly, in Ethiopia, it's a big surprise with the people and the athletes that we're pulling together. Very strong, very mm-hmm. strong, and excellent type soldiers that will train and train and train. So they have this ethos and mentality that they want to achieve. Mm. So that part of the athlete, you cannot build in. They have that. Yeah. We have to provide the skills and the ability for them to be able to then nurture through to rugby league. And rugby league being a team sport, naturally we improve the individual assets of the players for the overall benefit of the team. But being a team sport and having that camaraderie is what Africans and other countries really enjoy it, because they can move forward with their, these days you live with the team. It's like your secondary family. It's a job, really. Even though it's sport, it's highly competitive. Like the NRL is extremely competitive. Yeah. Extremely competitive, and for Penrith to win 3 on the trot is a marvellous effort. Their ability to keep churning out players consistently. Yeah. We do have our salary cap here, so they do lose players. this year might be different. I feel a few clubs will be knocking on the door at them this year, and there'll be some improvement across the board, I believe.
Yeah. No, that's it'll be interesting to see. You know, obviously, we just had our first trials and stuff happening. Indigenous All-Stars take on Maori on, date of this recording. It'll be actually probably today for your time, right?
Tonight. And then
nighttime. So, yeah, tonight, Friday for you. Yeah, it'll probably be me watching it tomorrow because I think it's on a little bit late my time. But you know, I'm looking forward to it. It's always one of my favorite matches, so that's exciting. Speaking of
the Saturday is a great trial because the Dragons play Sydney Rabbits, and it's a charity trial match. So portion of the funds that raised go to both hospitals.
This is
kind of been the best trial for the last 20 years. Both teams don't hold back on this trial. So, and it's a good stepping stone for South Sydney going into the States.
Yeah. I think the other guest on our show today is playing in that match. So that's interesting. So
I want him to take it easy.
Yeah, right. Because you want your Dragons to come out on top. So, speaking of other matches and things that are exciting, we have to talk about. You know, this has kind of been the going trend right now on. Well, pretty much all rugby league media right now is covering NRL Vegas. I feel like the NRL has a post every week about USA Rugby League in some form or fashion, which I absolutely love and will continue to take the publicity. I want to get your opinion and let's talk a little bit about, you know, what's happening and kind of the, you know, how you see this event, you know, coming to fruition in 2 weeks from tomorrow, your time. You know, we'll be showing Rugby League a scoring, you know, a round where scores count and everything matters being shown back in Australia, like for the first time ever, not on Australian shores, like, you know, on US shores, I should say. So
absolutely exciting. Isn't it exciting?
I'm always excited. Like, this is for me, like my flights are booked, hotels done. Like, we're, you know, people have been great in supporting and, you know, helping us get out there. So I am ecstatic. I'm over the moon, actually.
And you get to see it and call it.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What I feel is it's a bold move by the NRL, but an exciting move. We need to expand. We have the National Rugby League. We do have New Zealand in the competition. But we do need to expand. We need to draw on excellent potential. And Americans do have that. We know that. Oh, the Super Bowl is amazing. So the athletes in America finding their feet within the rugby league will be an outstanding proposition. What I do feel is that it should be now, after the NRL, go in an American push. I'd like to see the American side of running and driving rugby league as well. And I believe with Miranda Addy, with the other people involved in USA Rugby League, people such as yourself, now the voice, you're like akin to our former caller of Ray Warren,
Listen, I'm going to stop you right there. A couple weeks back, David New said that I was the Howard Cosell of American Rugby League. That is not even true. There's no way that I can say that I'm the Ray Warren of. Lord, no way! I can't. That is too high of an honor to take. Raise. And,
I have a lot of respect for David Newey, so if he's made that sort of comment, you're in high standing.
Okay, so yeah, so in a matter of 3 weeks, I've been compared to Howard Cosell and now Ray Warren. So I don't. okay. Anyway, we'll get back off of that one.
We'll have to give you a nickname, Caesar's Rabbits. So we'll have to give you a...
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Rabs. Okay. Anyways, back to the match. That's that is flattering to say the least. I appreciate that, Brooks. Right. So the growth of the game is so important, right? I think, you know, what a lot of people have said is, oh, they're just going over here for the gambling revenue. But I do think that there is what a lot of those, we'll call it naysayers, are talking about. You have the gambling revenue. Yeah, it will be there. But I think there's so much more around it, right? You know, we're pushing 30,000 people at this event, and to put 30,000 people for a rugby league event in the United States is mind blowing. It's you know, they had the event a couple years ago with New Zealand and England, and you know, we'll say 9,000 at most. It was listed at 13, but I was there. It was not a very good event. It's unfortunate because it could have had the opportunity to be a catalyst like this event is. Now, I think that the NRL is doing really great things so far, but I'd love to see, you know, maybe a joint push. Bernie Gurr talked about it on the last podcast. You know, I want to see, you know, the NRL being involved with saying, hey, let's help push this in different directions, because we do need some assistance here in the US. Like, we're still small. We're still trying to grow. We don't have this infrastructure, but I think we're working on that. You know, as you said, myself and Miranda and all the people who are on the board now, and this new board that we formed, I think there's this, there's an excitement, and there's a level of like, oh, there's going to be some things that are happening now. And I think you'll see that too. Only time will tell, like, how successful we'll be, but you know, we're all working diligently to ensure success, basically. So, you know, with that in mind, like, what do you think? You put yourself in the shoes of the NRL right now, and you know, think about, you know, what are you doing after this event to kind of ensure success, to ensure that next year there's 45,000 people at Allegiant Stadium, and then the year after there's 50, 60, you know, even. And a wonderful treat would be by year four to have a sellout event at Allegiant Stadium or at any stadium in the US where we can, you know, kind of draw people into that.
So I think there's a few strings to the bell here. Firstly, you spoke about a united committee now, a united board for the US, which is going to be an excellent drive. You'll have some excellent quality people on that board. Yourself being in the media and on the board and dealing with NRL and other people around will be probably the glue that can assist the entire process. With the NRL, I believe that each year they're going to bring new teams to the US. So there'll be an influx of new memberships, the ability to see new teams, new players. And what we will be doing as Rugby League Roo, we'll be working with USA Rugby League, building up in the grassroots. Utah is doing an extremely good job with the juniors.
Phenomenal.
So we'll be involved with them. We will come over quarterly with Rugby League Roo and set up clinics. So we will be looking to drive from grassroots level up while the NRL is at the elite level driving down. Mm. So I think that will be a great assistance to rugby league, the longevity of it, getting new skills in and looking to go possibly into the schools. So if there's any schools out there or the universities that will want a visit from Rugby League Rule, most happy to discuss that with them. So, yes, I believe that we'll do the scenarios that we've done in other countries, build rugby league up. So hopefully we can get to a junior competition in certain areas. I understand that there's different conferences in the US. So if we could split the US as we've done in other regions, just north, south, east, west. So we have conferences in there in rugby league. They play within the conference and then they move through. So we could have the different age groups, both male and female. I'm also talking to clubs here in Australia to link with clubs like LA Mongrels. So we can do interchange. So in our off season, we can send players over, male and female, to assist the league build. Players in the States can come over and have a certain time within Australia, Q-pop level, our Premier League. So there's going to be all this interaction with Rugby League Roo, and also we may have opportunities for children to come over on scholarships into Australian schools and play in Rugby League schools and universities.
That's fantastic.
So we have all this planned.
Yeah. I mean, that plan right there is part of, you know, what excites me a lot about what you're doing and about kind of some of the what this event, you know, what the NRL event is acting as we'll call it a catalyst, right? There's a catalyst for the changes that are happening, you know, board change and things like that. Great. And you know, being able to get more ears and eyes and everything on the sport itself here in the US. But I think, you know, the opportunity really presents itself when we talk about how we can partner with teams. You know, I think, you know, it would be amazing to have every NRL team. You know, we have, you know, across the country right now, we have close to almost 20 teams. You know, eight on the East Coast and 10 on the West Coast, and then there with Utah ballpark. I'm trying to like do the math in my head real quick. I think because there's new teams that are getting added all the time, which is exciting. Exciting part, right? So thinking of like the West LA Jackrabbits and what, you know, they're launching this year as well. But to get the partnerships with, you know, it doesn't even have to be, you know, NRL teams. That, you know, it'd be great if every NRL team like had a partner in the US. That would be fun. You know, just to say, hey, we're here to support you, you know, cross promotions, things like that. You know, because that one that grows their fan base here in the US, as well as helping the eyes and ears of the Australians and everybody else around the world who follows the NRL and those specific teams to follow the US as well. But, you know, to work in like, you know, Queensland Cup and other areas, like you said, like to get, you know, because there's a lot of things that I think the US teams can learn, not just from a rugby league standpoint, from the skills standpoint, from a play standpoint, but from a business standpoint and helping everybody run as a business. Like, I think that's one of the most important parts is that exchange of information. Like you just said, like that is a key thing for me. It's like, how do we help grow? Because we have to be able to treat rugby league as a business as well. Cause you know, you need to make a little bit of money to run these clubs. That's for sure.
The other initiative I like, Dustin, is that you were doing with Canada as well. Yeah. So,
I can't forget Canada. Sorry, Canada. I know we're all focused on US right now with the NRL, but there's nothing going on in Canada because it's too cold right now.
Yes. But when we lift Canada as well, and Rugby League Roo will be going into Canada as well. So once Canada and the US are up, it will both ignite both countries. So yeah. I'll be looking to have the USA force at World Cups. Yeah. Not just in the top 16, to drive into the top 10, to play quarterfinals. Yeah. And that's why we're dealing a lot with Addy and the USA.
The women's team.
USA team, the women's team.
Yeah.
Trying to assist them move through with the skills. And I believe that we really need to embrace the NRL here in a couple of weeks. We need to really have a look and say, okay, look at the game, look at the process. There's a 5-year plan. And on the back of that, the administration of the USA need to adopt companies like Rugby League Roo so we can drive forward to adopt the NRL clubs, to adopt there's clubs that want to actually provide information, as you say, with the local clubs.
Yeah.
And that's a learning process. So I say to all my players that I coach, learn from each coach. If you can take one thing from each session and you start, like my son, he's 7. So he's learning from, because we go and do clinics and everything, he's learning from, he rubs shoulders with the NRL players. He's learning things every time he goes.
Yeah.
And it could only be a friendship, but he's looking up to these type of players. And they all do. These people are looked at as superstars.
Yeah. Definitely.
The skills, and they train hard. They really train. I'm there. They really train hard. So it's important that we bring the whole process through. And as you say, the NRL in there, the catalyst. We've got like people like Benny Eichen, CEO now of Queensland Rugby League, former player, former Bronco, former Queensland Australia. He is driving Queensland as well. So
that's it's exciting.
State of Origin will be the bottler this year.
Oh man, it's a lot of change. We'll see. The Blues are probably not so happy right now. So that's a discussion for another time. You know, I think you're right. Right, Dave Noe said it. Rising tide lifts all boats right now, and there's a tsunami as of right now with the NRL coming here. You know, you see posts from, you know, not just Jordan Mailata and others, but there are so many people that are in the ancillary that are, you know, maybe the Super Bowl being at Allegiant Stadium, I think was actually a benefit because there was some NRL marketing that was around that. There were the Russell Crowe video that came out was phenomenal. I've been singing its praises, you know, all the time to everybody. Thinking that maybe the NRL listened to me on a podcast because I said that like months ago that they should. but that and just some of the other things that are going on that around the Super Bowl event, people got wind of this happening and, you know, the ball being around and people going, oh, what's that ball? And Mailata and Jason Kelce, who, you know, had the ball out there and The Rock and other people. Like, I think there's more eyes that are starting to turn towards this. You see more people. You see more reaction videos on YouTube to the Russell Crowe video. I've seen about three or four people go, Americans, you know, YouTubers, and they're like, oh, I should go watch this. I'm like, yes, you should go watch this. Please come on, you know, meet up with us and hang out. Like, let's make this happen. And I think that it's, you know, we talk about the NRL event being big, but it's not just that. It's the Nines event that we're doing. Yeah, 2 days of 50 something matches that are going to be played. Men's, women's, youth, you know, the Utah youth, they're coming out and playing. You know, you've got, you know, the combine, which is going to be great. We're hoping for, you know, I'd love to see like the NRL players come out and watch the Nines, if only for half of a day. You know, take your Thursday morning. You're not doing it, you know, if after your training, just come out. You know, just a couple guys to come out and chat with people. I'd love nothing more than to see that. I think it'd be a great opportunity to show that the NRL is engaged with the American side. Because you're gonna have Canadian teams there too. So it's not just US teams, but to show that they're engaged with the growth here, you know, just by coming out and watching. So I think that's a pretty neat reel, you know, try to get our guests to come watch that. Yeah. We'll ask him here in a minute, you know.
I think you'll find that they will. A lot of coaches request that players go before games and get the atmosphere of the ground, have a look at the ground. So, yes, a lot of players do go to the games before. They stand around. They see where they're running out. They see the play of the field. They see how you're kicking the ball, how it bounces, where it lands, etc. So they get a good feel for when they come to play. Then there's the ability to take in the crowd, take in the atmosphere. So, yes, I firmly believe that you will get a good induction of players pre and post. So
yeah, it'll be good. Well, what we've been doing with all of our guests before they depart, before we move on, as we say, is getting your predictions. Two matches. March 2nd, kicking off the NRL. First match, Manly and Rabbitohs. Who you got?
Look, I love all rugby league. I think that the Rabbitohs will miss Cody Walker. I believe that he's injured, and that's a bit of a big loss.
And Campbell Graham, too.
And Campbell Graham. Cody Walker is at your all game.
Yeah.
It's like a little blue relay. So he at you and at you and at you. So I think Manly's got something to prove. They haven't been in the top 10 for quite some time.
Struggled the past couple seasons.
struggled, and they've got a new combination in the half, Brooks. I actually think that Manly might just
pull it off,
but don't never underestimate the Rabbitohs spirit.
Yeah. Well, we hope the Rabbitohs don't have that same spirit that they had at the last, 10 games of last year? Oof, that was a bit of a rough fall.
Charles Mitchell's watching this, look out, it'll fire him up.
Sorry for anybody that's watching who the Rabbitohs fans. You'll like me in a little bit. Don't worry, you'll like me in a little bit. all right, so the next match, Roosters and Broncos. This is a big one.
Look, I think the Roosters are set for an extremely good year, but it will come over a period of time. The Roosters tend to, they're like a beach. They keep coming on waves and waves, and they get stronger. But I think the Broncos will be too strong early. Their combinations, et cetera, from last year. And they really need a win to get the grand final off their back and start strongly. They've got a hard draw, the Broncos, first 6-7 weeks. So I think that the Broncos might nudge them.
Yeah, okay. There we go. Sea Eagles and Broncos are Brooke Tennant's selections for this. We'll post a running scoreboard of who was right and who was wrong there, and just to see. So, Brooke, obviously, you're doing some really great stuff. Where can people find out more information about you and Rugby League Roo if they're interested in any of the clinics or even apparel or things like that?
Yeah, well, we've got our website, rugbyleagueroo.com. We have our socials. But if they want to email, it's info@rugbyleagueroo.com. And be most happy to help you out.
There you go. Well, Brooke, we really appreciate the time you've taken to join us on a very early morning for you. But we look forward to seeing you around the rugby league world even more in the coming months and years. So, best of luck to you, and I look forward to catching up with you many times over here in the future.
Thank you very much,
Beth. Brooke Tennant with Rugby League Roo. We'll be right back after this short break. Welcome back, everybody. Really appreciate you joining us here on the podcast. If you are a true rugby enthusiast, especially if you are a devoted and loyal fan of the South Sydney Rabbitohs, well, then today's a special day. So we're going to dive hard into the South Sydney, dive into the heart of South Sydney, I should say, not dive into a heart. But we got the South Sydney Rabbitohs player who 23 out of 27 times last year, scored 9 tries for the Rabbitohs, Mr. Isaiah Toss. Isaiah, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Yeah, so you are officially the first NRL player who's actually a current player playing in the league to grace the Rugby League in America show. So how does that feel to be the inaugural NRL player to join us on the podcast?
It feels pretty special. Feels like an honor, and creating history right now.
That's right. There's a lot of history going on. Obviously, we'll talk about some of that history. There's something big happening. We don't know what it is. but what I want to do is I just real quickly, for those who don't know you, who aren't the devoted Rabbitohs fans, because I'm sure there's quite a few who listen who aren't and may prefer other teams in the NRL. Why don't you give everybody a little bit of a background of who you are and where you grew up and things like that.
Yeah, definitely. As you said before, my name is Isaiah Tass. I live in Australia. I come from Queensland, a small town, could almost call it a city of Mackay. Grew up my whole life there. I was born in 1999. What else? Played rugby league my whole life since I was about 5-6 years old, and I've loved it ever since. Always had the goal of playing in the big time. And it seems that that's all worked out for me, and I'm loving life at the moment. I moved away from my hometown of Mackay to Sydney in 2017. And ever since then, I've been in Sydney.
Yeah. So moving to the small town to the big city, that's, I'm sure that's quite the change.
Yeah, definitely. It's something you got to get used to quick, especially Sydney. It's a fast-paced city. So if you're not caught up with everything, then you just get left behind.
That's awesome. Well, I mean, you are in Sydney. Obviously, you're entering your third year with the Rabbitohs. How would you kind of reflect on your journey with the team thus far? And, you know, talk about like what's some personal and maybe some team goals that you have for this upcoming season, kind of given that a lot of people consider last year to be kind of that, we'll call it catastrophic finish is the one phrase I saw to the 2023 campaign.
Yeah, no, it's been an honor being at South Sydney. I'm loving the club. It makes me feel comfortable with who I am, and I'm just comfortable within the place as well. Yeah, talking about last year, thought we had it over and done with in the first couple of rounds when we were up the top of the ladder, and then I think things just happen around the club or happen within ourselves, and it just shows how fast things can change.
Yeah. I mean, it does show. It was one of the most competitive seasons on record. I mean, I don't think anybody really knew going into the final couple of weeks how the ladder was going to shake out. You know, it was a tough season. We're not going to divulge on the past too much, but I do want to kind of know like what your goals are for this season. What are your personal goals? What are the team goals that you have going into 2024?
Yeah, my personal goals so far for the year that I want to achieve is just playing consistent footy, being that player that people can look for on the field to make a difference, or be Mr. Consistent as well. I just want to nail my role. And obviously a big goal of mine is the push for that representative footy, such as State of Origin. That's a big goal. And, that's as much as I can say.
Well, that's good. I mean, obviously, you know, for those that don't know, Zaya, like you can play, you've slotted in at the wing, you've slotted in at the centers. Do you have a preference over one of those two positions? Do you prefer the center more than the wing?
Yeah, definitely center. I would love to stay in that position, obviously. But with things happen, I'm more than happy to play wing as well. Anything to be in the team. So, happy to put my hand up wherever I'm needed. I even had to play second row last year. So, that was pretty fun, I guess, but very tiring.
Wait, how tall are you again?
I reckon I'd have to be around 6'1".
Yeah, so in second row. Okay, a little shorter, but you talked about your position and obviously trying to compete with that. Obviously, you know, the Rabbitohs made quite the splash with the addition of Jack Whiten coming in from the Canberra Raiders. How do you see his presence impacting kind of the current team dynamics, you know, both on and off the field, you know, with the obvious fact that he is a center, which you also play and prefer?
Yeah, at the moment, I'm absolutely loving him. Love having him at the club, and I'm sure everyone else does as well. He's just a big ball of energy. He's always laughing, always smiling, and always cracking jokes. But when it comes to the footy side of things, he's a top quality player. He's played Origin, represented his country. Can't take it away from him. He deserves that spot, and I'm just happy to be there and just learn off him as well.
Yeah. I mean, obviously he's a veteran player. He's got tons of years of experience. What are some of the things that, you know, from ball and play standpoint that you've kind of seen him or learned from him that can help, you know, grow your game? You know, you're still a young lad, so, you know, you can learn from the veterans, as they say. You know, what are some of those key things that you've learned from him so far?
Yeah, just from watching him in the past when he wasn't at the club, but to him being at the club now, just his aggressiveness and just his skill level of play, and just him being the leader, he definitely helps out a lot with like the team, with his chat, and just his presence as well.
Yeah, Fantastic. Obviously, one of the other centers, you know, we can talk about with the team. It seems like, you know, got quite a few people that can slot in at centers for you all, you know. So one of them obviously is Campbell Graham, who was over here in the U.S. promoting the matches coming up on the 2nd. Unfortunately, you know, he just had his injury setback and will be out about 6 months. You know, one, how did that kind of impact, you know, the group of centers that you have? Because I imagine you're a pretty tight-knit group, and, you know, impact you and that group, but also the team strategy. And is there like a rallying to adapt to the challenge that you're facing now?
Yeah, obviously his injury, it's going to be a big setback for him. 6 months on the sideline, and sternum's a pretty big injury as well. You can't do too much with it. Like you can't rehab it, especially after surgery, and you got to sit down and chill for a bit. But yeah, his impact on the team and us as centers, it's definitely, what can you say, heartbreaking to see him not going to be out there. Me and him were training on the same side and we were forming a pretty good combination. And then, training run, and then his sternum got a bit too sore at one point, so that's when he decided to go for the surgery. What else was it?
It's a tough decision, you know, to make that. You know, obviously getting ready for a big season, but obviously, you know, maybe the short term is better. You know, short term injury and setback for 6 months is a longer term gain for him, you know, in the end. So, I guess it whittles down the group of centers that you have. So now it's going to be really competitive. Well, it was already competitive and still going to be very competitive about who gets in that slotting role, you know, come March 2nd. So.
Yeah, it's always been a competitive spot, that center position. Now you had Jack White in there. And when Campbell was fit and healthy, it was going to be a tough position to crack, especially you got two gun starting centers there with Jack and Campbell. So it would have been hard to overlook them. It just made it a healthy competition. It just made me want to pick my standards up and pick my training up as well.
Nice. So obviously, you know, I mean, you're one of the, we'll call it the younger guns on the team, you know, only your third season, still a young lad. Who are some of the other players that people should watch out? So all those fans here in the U.S. that know nothing about the Rabideaus or aren't Rabideaus supporters yet, we'll say yet, because they may become after the next couple of weeks. Who are some people that, you know, the Rabideaus should really look after and keep an eye on?
Yeah, you definitely got the likes of Talis Duncan, a young kid that plays lock, a young Cam, plays the position of our captain, Cameron Murray. So look out for Talis Duncan and Tyrone Munro when he's fit and healthy. A real speedster, and it'd be hard to catch once he makes gets some space.
That lad is quicker than a hiccup, man. I tell you, he is. he's quite fast.
Yeah, he sure can move.
It makes me mad that I can't do that. So let's talk about the big event, right? We are literally 2.5 weeks away. As of recording this, we'll probably be 2 weeks away once this comes out. Beyond the beginning of, you know, we have trials coming up, you know, this week, and you've got the All-Star matches coming up this week. You know, March 2nd is a big day. That's it's the first time the NRL has ever played a match that means something, that actually means something, not on Australian soil, not on New Zealand soil, but played in the U.S. at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. How do you, and then how does the team kind of view this event? You know, it's just as a whole.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a big experience. I think the boys see it as like we're making history, especially for NRL and taking it over to America. I know it's not going to be sold out like a NFL game, but I still think the atmosphere is going to be there and just the experience.
We'd love nothing more than to have 70,000 people.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think that'll be something different as well. 70,000 people at the stadium, that'll be crazy. But yeah, I doubt we'll get that many numbers. But yeah, just I think being over there, experiencing the lifestyle when we get over there for the 10 days before the game. It's going to be something different. We're going to have to adjust to the time difference and the different type of weather. But I think more just, yeah, getting over there, we're actually going to be playing for competition points. So it's not just going to be a holiday. We're over there to work as well.
Yeah. I mean, this is, you know, when they say round zero, round one, whatever you want to call it, this is the start. Like, you, if one loss and you're already, you know, that far, that much further away from, you know, the top of the ladder in the final eight. You know, when we think about the NRL coming over here and into Las Vegas, it's kind of it's a big step for kind of the internationalization of rugby league. How do you think that this event and the surrounding, you know, kind of, we'll call it fanfare and news stories that are coming out of it, contributing to the growth and popularity of the sport, especially for us here in the U.S. who are just starting to get into it, you know, really at that intense level?
Yeah, I think the growth for the game is going to be massive, especially taking it over to America and the game being aired on Fox Sport 1. So it's going to be televised all over the world. And yeah, I think it's going to be a different sports for Americans to watch, apart from NFL or basketball. Yeah, it's going to be exciting, and I'm keen to see the outcome from it.
I think that a lot of the fans are going to be shocked when they're going to get, you know, two full matches in the time that you get one football match, and the amount of action that they're going to get in that slot versus the amount that you don't get, and like. We like American football, but
the slow list of it.
It's boring.
It can be. I mean, the Super Bowl went for ages, and
right.
Oh, bloody hell. Imagine playing for that long.
Oh, yes. It was a long, well, you don't have to play that many. It's not that long in the time of things that are played. It's just, it's a commitment to just wait around until you have to play. So. There you go. So as a player thinking about this big event coming up, we'll call it a grand event because it is the fanfare that's going to be around it is going to be crazy. Is it like, how do you prepare for something like that?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be hard to get your mind around it because, as I said before, it's round one, like it's not a trial game. So to get your mind away from this being a holiday or a vacation and onto work as it being a serious match and you're playing for the 2 points to hopefully kickstart the season with a high. So, yeah, just getting, I think, just have little things in place of days off, of just to not think of it too much of a holiday and just keep focusing on the week ahead.
Maybe go catch a show, do some gambling while you're there. Or are you guys off limits?
Save that for after the game.
There you go. You know, does this event add a different layer of excitement and motivation for you and for the team? Like, you know, are you saying like, man, we really want to like go out there and show them like who the bunnies are and like really, you know, represent the team and represent, you know, yourself as well as like, is there like a different layer of like excitement that you have right now about it?
Yeah, like I'm nervous and very excited for to take the event over there. More nervous for the stories that you hear about Vegas and all of that type of stuff. But yeah, I'm super excited to take the game over there and showcase our talent and our team.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the team, like right, so obviously the presence in Las Vegas is gonna have so much attention, at least from the rugby league world. We hope that more people cover it from the U.S. world for sure. How do you think the local community there in Las Vegas and the American fans are gonna receive, you know, the Rabbitohs and the NRL? Like, what's your kind of goal and what you think we'll be able to see?
It's gonna be something different for them. Obviously, they've had NFL their whole life, never really known much about NRL. But I think, we're just going to have to take it over there and just promote it as much as we can. Whenever someone asks us what we're doing over there, we're just going to have to spill it and just tell them that we're there to play rugby league at, at Allegiant Stadium.
As you're walking around the strip. Yeah, right. Yeah. As you're walking around the strip, you know, up and down, there's like, yeah, people like, who are these people? And they're like, yeah. Whereas, you know, a Mahomes or a Kelsey would be just ridiculous. Quickly, yeah, yeah. It's okay. We understand. Yeah. So, you know, obviously,
yeah,
it's one of those, yeah, like I said, I think you'll find that people are going to be more intrigued and go, oh, what's that? And then that's how you hook them. Be like, come out to the game. Tickets are $20. You'd be fine. Come to the.
Yeah. Tickets are cheap. They're not an NFL game. You'll get a front row seat for $10.
Nah. Yeah. Yeah. Did you, I don't know if you saw the cost of tickets for the Super Bowl. Nah. The minimum, yeah. The cheapest one I think I saw was like $7,000. So,
yeah. That's,
I think
that's
for $12,000, I think there's one box seat. Yeah, right. For 12,000, there's one box seat left at Allegiant Stadium for 24 people. So there's some for the NRL event.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So you, no, get a whole suite, right. You get a whole suite for 12 grand. Yeah, that's not bad, right? So,
that's good. That's way better than a million.
Yeah, right. Yeah, 2.3 million. There's no lobster dishes or anything like that. So.
No. Yeah, you just get a better seat. Yeah.
So we talked about like the team, talked about yourself a little bit, and talked about some Vegas, and you know, it's a big cognizant of your time that, you know, you've got a little one that you've got to go take care of, and you got training probably coming up later or something else you've got to do with the team. What we want to do is have a little fun here at the end. I want to test you on your knowledge of the U.S. and Las Vegas and see how you do. Are you ready? You didn't prepare for this at all, did you?
No, definitely not. I didn't read up about anything. So
I'm putting you on the spot. You get world knowledge. Seven questions. Make it really easy. Won't do anything big. We're going to test you. You ready? All right. So we know the capital of Australia is Canberra. What is the capital of the U.S.?
Texas?
Incorrect. No. It's Washington, D.C. So the Australian flag has six stars. How many does the U.S. flag have?
It's a high number, isn't it? I think it's 12. No, it's not 12. I don't want to say 12. I think it's around the 20 mark.
That's incorrect. It's quite a bit higher. It's 50. So six states for the six stars in Australia. The U.S. has 50 states.
Yeah.
But we have some small states too. Like they're very tiny. So get that. All right.
Yeah.
A little bit of American rugby league for you. Of these three teams, which one is not a current U.S. team? Of the three teams, I'm going to read three of them off. Which one is not a U.S. team? The Axemen, the Norsemen, or the Dead Pelicans?
I don't want to say an obvious answer because the Dead Pelicans doesn't sound like a great name for a rugby league team. So
you're going to say that they're the ones that's not a current U.S. team?
I feel like it's a trick question because Dead Pelicans, I don't know.
So Dead Pelicans?
I'm going to have to stick with Dead Pelicans. Yeah.
Okay, that's you should have changed. That's incorrect. The Dead Pelicans are actually the current national champion holders of the U.S. Rugby League. The final was actually the Axemen versus the Dead Pelicans, and the Norsemen was the team that was.
Oh, okay. Yeah. not existing.
Okay. Yep. There we go.
I would have thought Dead Pelicans with that name.
Yep. Santa Rosa, California. So they'll be at the Nines event. You can come and watch them play. So get some photos with the team.
I'll go and have a look.
Definitely. Question number four, true or false? Approximately 60,000 pounds of shrimp is consumed in Las Vegas per day. True or false?
True.
There you go. Your first one. That is true. There is 60,000 pounds of shrimp consumed in Las Vegas.
Per all day. That easy.
Yeah, right. Make it a little more easier. Question five. What popular casino game is also known as 21?
Blackjack.
Yeah, there you go. Two for two. He's on a roll, folks. Question six. How old do you have to be in Las Vegas to gamble?
21.
There you go. three in a row. Look, he's ended on a high note. Last question.
These are some easy ones.
I could have had a harder one. I could have made them all hard. Allegiant Stadium.
Would have gotten none right.
Has a second name. It is also known as.
Oh,
home of the Raiders.
Is it home of the Raiders?
No. It's just where they play. It's called something else. Do you know the nickname for it?
Nah, I wouldn't have a clue.
Man, you are about to go play in this venue. You should know this. It is called the Death Star.
I should do some history on it.
Yeah, so it's called the Death Star. After Fire Star Wars, right? Because it's big black and the Raiders are black. And so it's got a Death Star. So we got 3 out of 7. So not terrible.
That's not too bad.
It could have been worse. But really appreciate it, man. Obviously, we're all excited for you over here. We appreciate you having some fun playing some games with us and chatting. And any parting thoughts? Anything you'd like to say to the fans who are out there now?
I just want to say, for anyone in America, come down to the game, come meet some of us Australian blokes, come watch some hard-hitting and skillful footy. It's not a stoppage, not many stoppage, and it's just ball and play for 80 minutes.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on, man. Been great chatting with you and getting to know you a little bit. We look forward to catching up in Vegas when we're all out there and enjoying some good footy. You can go follow the Rabbitohs. If you're a Rabbitohs potential fan, you can go check them out. I'm not, so but I'll still be nice to Zaya and people who come on. So we appreciate it. Zaya, all the best to you. Good luck on the match on March 2nd, and we look forward to catching up with you out in Las Vegas.
Thank you very much. Can't wait to get out there and meet you in person.
Yep. We appreciate it, man. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back, Rugby League fans. Thanks for sticking around until the end here. Man, it's an honor to do what I do, right? I can't thank Brooke Tennant from Rugby League Rules enough for being such a great person to help grow the game, to help do what he does with the different communities that he works in, Kenya and other areas in Africa and different populations within the the less privileged, as you say, or the disadvantaged communities in and around Queensland, from what he said, and I think he's doing wonderful things. I think he now wants to move into the US and get some youth started here and some grassroots started here, and that's fantastic. So big props to him. Zaya Toss, I mean, come on. First NRL player on the show, first active NRL player on the show. That's just, that's exciting for me. He's a great player. Looking forward to watching him play this weekend in the event that Brooke was mentioning in the first part of the podcast. So it'll be interesting to see what he brings to the table. You know, obviously with Campbell Grant being injured and stuff, and, you know, Jack White, and like, he may get a chance to get in there a little bit more. So we'll see. Looking forward to meet up with him in Vegas. Speaking of Vegas, again, if you don't have tickets yet, get your tickets. If you're thinking about going out, you know, go. We have posts on our website. We'll post it in the links to, you know, this broadcast on YouTube and on our different channels that we push it out to on the podcast channels, like the Spotify's, the Apple's, the Google's, as far as, you know, those podcast channels. So we'll get that out to everybody. We have links that, you know, you have 50% discount on some hotel rooms. They are off the strip, but hey man, they're awesome places to stay. And listen, you know, if you don't want to pay $200 a night to stay at some of these places, you know, it's a pretty good option. There's also a 50% coupon for tickets to the event. Like I said, get your tickets. There's a chance to go see two NRL matches at the same time. Love it. Come out and visit us at Nines. You know, we're going to be at Desert Breeze Park bright and early, 9 a.m. on Thursday morning. So, prepare myself for that too. So getting up pretty early. And make sure I have my cups of coffee in there. What else do we got? Finally, I want to let you guys know that we actually have a limited edition Rugby League in America NRL Vegas t-shirt that we designed. It's on our page right now. It comes in like 9 different colors. If you're interested, you know, buy it. It's literally, we make no money off of it because we wanted people to have it. It is literally at cost. So if you want it, go for it. You know, hopefully you can get it. I know somebody ordered it already before I even had a chance to announce that we have it. So that's coming out today. So that's kind of fun. That's so much going on. It's so exciting. It's so exciting. We're going to be there. Our whole team, our new ginormous team. Unfortunately, Avery and Dylan can't make it because they both have work and whatnot, so they can't make it out there. But, you know, Lance, myself, and Sharon Lil, we're all going to be out there. We're going to be covering everything. Literally, we'll walk around to people on the street if they've got jerseys on, and we'll talk with them. We'll be at the Nines event, the USA Canada match. We'll be at the NRL match. We'll be at the combines. We'll be everywhere and anywhere we can. We'd love to see you. Come find us. We'll have on our Rugby League in America t-shirts, or you'll see us with cameras, or, you know, just ask around. We're the Rugby League in America team. We want to meet up with you. We want to talk with you. We want to interview you, right? So hopefully we can do that. It is an absolute pleasure to do this on a regular basis, to sit down, to talk to people, to talk about rugby league, to talk about all the excitement going on. I look forward to continue to do that in Las Vegas. We'll have probably one more episode come out before the big Vegas week. And then stay tuned into the socials. RLA podcast on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook, and podcast RLA on Twitter. And those channels, we will put everything out there that we possibly can. So we look forward to it. What an exciting time. I hope you guys are excited as I am. And I look forward to, you know, helping grow this a little bit more day by day, you know, more followers and more people tuning into this amazing sport that we call rugby league. Until next time, my name is Dustin Zaire, and this has been Rugby League in America.